Mohawk Nation News. American Empire on Indigenous Land Soon Gone Audio. April 19, 2022 by Dahogey Dote, MNN correspondent. The solution to this war insanity is the Gayanret Goa, the Great Peace. The Indigenous have been continually offering it to the world. This works because it's based on nature. Until the women of the world take their proper place in the consensual decision-making process, there will be no peace. This war between Ukraine and Russia was not called by the women, the mothers of the men and boys who are dying on all sides. According to the Gayanret Goa, the mothers decide if there shall be war. A true war is always about the protection of the land and the people. What is the American Empire? It is the empire of the city, ruled by the Vatican, the City of London, and Washington, D.C., owned and controlled by the bankers. It is an illusion of empire based on an artificial private corporation. They create chaos and mayhem based on a private corporation called the Crown. Factually, all land and assets in the Western Hemisphere belong to the Indigenous people since time immemorial, and to infinity. The Western Roman Empire is occupying unceded Indigenous land from ocean to ocean and pole to pole without the permission of the caretakers of the land, the Indigenous people. Presently, two nuclear-armed camps with the ability for nuclear disaster are threatening the world. The women of the world are the true title holders of the earth. In the 1960s, when Russia tried to put weapons in Cuba, the U.S. put an embargo around Cuba and went on full military alert to invade Cuba. It was called off. The Indigenous never surrendered any of the land that creation placed them upon. It is owned by the future generations. To get control of Turtle Island on October 25, 1924, the Indian Lands Act were passed, and the natural original people were placed in prisoner of war camps called Indian reservations. The Gatnistansara women, as well as the other women of the world, have the duty to protect Mother Earth and all life, as they are the life bringers. The longest military occupation in the history of the world has been on Turtle Island to create nation states under one world government. The women of the world are allied together to save the earth. When Putin announced that the Russians were going into Ukraine, they did not want to own or occupy it. They were attempting to cleanse the land of the neo-Nazi mentality. Turtle Island is self-sufficient, as everything the Indigenous need is here, which makes them 100% sovereign. The Indigenous want to cleanse this land of its invaders who have been devastating Turtle Island for 500 years. Europeans putting their flags on Turtle Island does not mean they own it. They are trespassers who invaded, stole, and divided Indigenous land. Recently, the U.S. and Canadian Band and Tribal Council puppets met with American and Canadian authorities in Ottawa to discuss the Canada-U.S. border. The Jay Treaty 1794 is between the U.S. colonies and Britain to end their colonial war. No one can circumvent the Gayanret Goa Great Peace. Article 2 acknowledges the Indigenous people as independent with the inherent right to cross and recross the imaginary border that was artificially put across Turtle Island. This applies to all of Turtle Island, North and South. The Band and Tribal Councils work for the invaders. Indigenous law does not recognize the laws of the invaders, nor their Indian traders who are slaves on the invaders' ship. They are all squatters if they don't follow or recognize the Gayanret Goa. The Band and Tribal Councils are sellouts of the Great Peace, which makes them guilty of treason. What they have done together to the Indigenous people and Mother Earth is atrocious. Those Indians went to Rome and kissed the ring of the Pope to show their subservience to him. He said, "Sorry, but not please forgive me." The same for the Canadian and American criminals. They do not speak on our behalf on anything. No one is being held accountable for the biggest Holocaust in all humanity. The indigenous want to bring this issue before a proper world format. There are several scenarios. Onuwarege is one entity. First, U.S., Canada, and Mexico will again become Onuwarege, the base of Mother Earth. The indigenous recognize themselves as one people. Second, Indian Affairs is desperate because they realize their end is coming soon. From the 14th floor in Hull, the generals are issuing thousands of new Indian status cards to non-native people to influence the vote that none of the traditional people ever take part in the 51% hierarchical elections. So there's always conflict. The indigenous do not vote because they are not part of them, and they are not part of the indigenous. Nature will protect the indigenous people who are part of all creation on Turtle Island. The recent secret meeting in Ottawa on the Jay Treaty has been kept secret. The government has never been transparent to anyone. Is Eric Clapton asking for the impossible? Tell the truth. Tell me who's been fooling you. Tell the truth. Who's been fooling who? There you sit, looking so cool, while the whole show is passing you by. You better come to terms with your fellow men soon, because the whole world is shaking now. Can't you feel it? A new dawn is breaking now. Can't you see it? Agiswa dahamsade. Nyaukoa.